When the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is original, when it's personal, when we're connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a very practical level, not a theoretical level, so then it's Zekeili. So he continues on Pei Tes, V'matara lazbir la'amchesh es ha'dvorim nitol dugma ha'mamchish l'rayon ze. An example, I heard this from a Tzimcha Wasserman Zatzal already. This marshal, which makes it makes it very practical. V'matara lazbir la'amchesh es ha'dvorim nitol dugma ha'mamchish l'rayon ze. בצות הברית המציאו תפוח הרמה הסינתטי שטעם וברך ושובים לתפוח הרמה הקורי. They made a synthetic potato. It tastes, it looks, it smells. You can cook it, you can do whatever you want with this potato. It's exactly like a real potato, but it's not a real potato, it's synthetic. אז נשאל את השאלה, איך נקרא ההבדל ביניהם? Can you tell the difference between a real potato and a synthetic potato?
I know.
But if you've done it before, then let the guy sweat a bit.
Put it in the ground. See if it works.
Oh. Put its roots.
Oh. Hachuvi tapuach adama sinteti, ainu matzmiach tapuach adama acherim. You can't grow other potatoes from a synthetic potato. Vilu amakori matzmiach kudugmasu. You take a slither of a genuine potato, you stick it in the ground and you grow potatoes. You know, you can grow potatoes from any part of a potato. You slither off a little piece of potato, you plant it in the ground, you grow more potatoes. I've done it.
Take one potato, cut it into 100 pieces.
And plant them in 100 different places, you'll grow 100 different potato bushes, whatever.
Potato bushes?
It's not great roots, yeah. So I'm saying you can cut off any piece of the potato, plant it, and it'll grow more potato. Amazing thing. Unbelievable.
Potatoes grow underneath the ground.
It's still on a bush though. It's not connected to the branches.
Kach gam haim pnei ha'dvarim ben yoneinu. So too with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'anyen she'nyeh mekorim. Hashem wants us to be authentic. משפיעים ומקרינים את רוחניוסינו על בני ביתנו ועל ילדינו. If our Yiddishkeit is authentic, then it will automatically radiate out to those around us. ילדינו נכון בחיישנים מעולים. Your children have very sensitive antennas. הם מבחינים היטיב עד כמה אנו מושרים בקיום מצוות התורה. ומהי מידת the kids know where you're acting. Sometimes you have to act and it's fine, you can get away with it. Hashem allows you to act sometimes as well and the antennas won't pick it up, but generally speaking the kids know exactly how real you are with your Yiddishkeit, how real your simcha is, how real your avoda is. Mikan shekakol shenarchiv etzel atzmeinu sasimcha amitis vapnimis vanaseinu biyaditeinu. To the extent that we're able to deepen and expand the inner simcha, genuine simcha that we have in Avodas Hashem, so too you can then grow authentic potatoes. Hakushi Agadol ban cholos shmiras ha'Torah v'mitzvos. Vavarosu karoi b'doreinu livnei ador haba. Noivim mitoy chilufi ha'nisoinus ha'mishtanim chadashim levakim. The great difficulty of being able to inherit, to pass over shmiras ha'Torah v'mitzvos properly to the next generation comes about from the difficult nisoinus that keep changing every day. There's new nisoinus, there's new problems, there's new difficulties. Ketzev achidushim vahapituim hasholtim berachov mischare. The seductions and the new challenges that a person is faced with every day when he's out there in the world. Whatever person's doing out there in the world is facing very, very complex challenges. Chadashim levakrim aleilu mitmodenim nisoynes chadashim. We've been challenged with new nisoynes every day. One of the leading mechanchim in this generation, not about leading because they're famous, but just because they've had 50 years of nisoyin in chinuch and are still involved in chinuch successfully today. It's hard to find older people today that are still successfully involved in chinuch. Most of them realized they can't change and they went on pension. To find someone who's actively mamish involved today in chinuch, and this person turned around and said, you have to understand one thing today. You cannot look after your children. You cannot look after your children today. You have to accept that. By the time your children are 10, 11, 12, they're out of your house already. You don't know where they are. You don't know what they're looking at. You don't know who they're playing with. You don't know anything. How do you look after your children today? It's hard to say, and it's a difficult reality to accept. But you have to accept it. Otherwise, you don't know when to start battling with your kids. If you think your kids are under your thumb and you've got control over them and you know what's going on, whatever, you have to lock them up in the basement. Lock them up in the basement. They're going to cheder, they're going to base Yaakov. You don't know what they're being exposed to. You don't know. You don't know. How do you raise a generation of Jews totally unable to look after them? That's a challenge today. That's a challenge. New challenges we've never had to deal with before. Never had a situation before where Jewish children know they don't have to listen to their parents. They know they don't have to listen to their parents. And they're right. Because what are you going to do if they don't listen to you? What are you going to do if they don't listen to you? I don't know. Who cares? What difference does it make? It's different. Still, anthropological studies and why it's different. We have to know, first of all, it's different. It's changed. Why it's changed. How it's changed. Then I'll leave to the sociologists to work out. It's changed. This is a new reality on the ground. And we have to learn how to mitmoded with it without any kelim, without any precedence. Ma'od mod kashe. Ma'od mod kashe. Anybody who's raising children today knows that it's very, very challenging. Sorry.
When was the second rate?
About 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
But the sharing and the ideas were probably even from before. Tafshin Samach Aleph. But the ideas going on Ya'ad Hud even 30 years before.
Even worse.
Of course. No, I'm saying you've got to update what he's talking about. Yeah, you've got to update 1,000 times. He's going to go into it. He'll see. The principles are laid down here. You'll be able to apply them very, very easily to what's happened. The changes haven't changed the principles yet that much. The shtickel visionary, this man. What he was talking about 20 years ago, people didn't even know what he was talking about. A member of Pinkus took out his cell phone. He had one of these big... Remember the cell phones? It looked more like this thing. He took out his cell phone. It was big, chunky. He said, "Ze holech laharas et kol klal Yisrael." This is before Kashmir, not Kashmir. There was nothing on a phone except a phone. This is going to destroy the whole of klal Yisrael. Ani Amerikai, ani mivin technologi. Atem lo mivinim. This is going to destroy kol klal Yisrael. He said that 30 years ago. No, not 30. I'm exaggerating. 20, I can't remember exactly, 22 years ago, I heard him say that. This is going to destroy Kol Klal Yisrael. Yep. No. Chochma. To be able to extrapolate, to be able to look and see, if you do this, this is going to cause that, that's going to cause this. There's nowhere it's going. Neuchach uf de zuait moide dus heinu kashe maod veika kushim itgale b'may v'bein adoiris. First of all, it's very difficult for ourselves, but it's very difficult to pass it on to the next generation. Kashe ha'irim adayin inunim al ma'olche ado ha'koidim yivu l'b'nayim b'nayim b'nayim sem kva harchiku lindod v'kras ha'putum shematzi lehem do v'osid. You're busy trying to raise your kids like your grandparents raised your parents, and your kids are already living in the next generation that hasn't even got you yet. So there's a disconnect. Lamarot kashim eilu adam chayu mekoyri bevedus Hashem mechivan kashamu Zer iskoy. Who you motzi v'satad eshmai eitzes keitzen lamon b'kol ha'nisoynis. Somebody who is living with a real, authentic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find ways to deal with the nisoynis. The Briskerov Zatzal, Sipur Ma'aser Yitrachesh b'mei Ovi v'agoyin Reb Chaim Zatzal. Adam Pliny Osa Pula Mezika Shigama Lekilku B'yadut. Briskerov told the story he heard from his father. It happened with his father. There was a certain person that did something that caused his Yiddishkeit to get makalkel. Because he said, "Bral kacha grach." When they told Reb Chaim this, "Nisaim mi mi'anoichachim latzdiku b'tayna." Ki ma efshel tzapot mimenu. Hare tipeshu. So they try to matzdik what he had done, whatever, with a tayna. What do you want from him? The guy's an idiot. He's a fool. What's feels to for him? What did you expect? The guy's an idiot. What can you expect? Nena grach v'amo. So Reb Chaim turned around and said, "Ba'olam mekubal loyme shegam tipesh chacham hu be'iskov." It's well known in the business world that a fool, when it comes to his business, suddenly becomes very clever. You find a guy is a big idiot, whatever. He's not the cleverest guy, but he knows how to do his business. He's a taxi driver. He knows his business. He's a fishmonger. He's got a makolet, whatever. He's not the biggest bal seichel in the world. But when it comes to his business, he knows exactly what to do. He's not a tipish in his own business. L'chein oisa adam sha'isa shagia kol gedoyla. Somebody who made such a terrible error in his Yiddishkeit is mukach mekach she'adut enu oisek shelo. It's not his business. Alula kein hua yachochem boisa inyan. Because if it was his business in that area, he'd be a chochem. We know what this looks like. We know what this looks like. A guy is what he is, and Judaism happens to be his religion on the side. He's an American, and he happens to have a religion called Judaism. The guy next door's an American, and his religion happens to be Christianity. Although, that's not what he does. It's, if you ask him, what do you do for a living, he won't say to you, "I'm a Jew." Ivri anoichi v'sashem lakech atiru, like Yoina, you know. Who are you? What are you? I'm a Yid. I'm trying to keep Shulchan Aruch. He'll tell you he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's a this, he's a that, that's his asset. Judaism happens to be his religion, which is something that's very nice and it's wonderful and he keeps it. But that's not his, that's not his business. That's not the core of his life. He's not going to work because that's what a Ben Torah does. He's not staying at home because that's what a Ben Torah does. He's not taking his kid for a milkshake because that's what a Ben Torah does. He's doing that because, I don't work and I work whatever. Now and again, you have to do a bit of Judaism as well. His life doesn't flow out of the fact that he's a Yid. Rav Yonos and Ivershites, his bevoif and daimi meode sa'uv de hamanyenes. Shebedina mamon has learned him balochol tainus buches v'kashos. We know that in Dina Momonos, anybody learned a bit of the babas, you know, there's very complex, difficult tainas that a Baal Din can taina. Yeah, there's migus and all sorts of complex stuff. It can change the din, depending on these complex tainas, lots of lomdas and sforas. I don't understand. Anybody learned these sugyas properly? You've mastered the sugya of migu? What about chazakas? What about millions of tainas in a guy? But they're complex. Most guys come to Beis Din. They're not talmid chachamim. They're not dayanim. They're simple Jews. Whatever, out there working. He says this guy owes him money. This guy says no, you don't owe me money. And there's all these complex tainas he can make. So what do you want from these people? How do they know where to tainu these complex, intricate, sophisticated tainus? Where would they know how to do that from? What do you want from them? Because only Rabbi Yonos and Avishites had this kasha. Elamashma kishenogeya dovel adam atzmo. When something affects you, who nas a talmud chochem letoin tainus muflofes v'subochis. He learns very quickly and he works out very quickly how to get to the core of the sugya and how to tie in these complex tainas. Chayach hanagia shel ha'odom. This is mamash the most important thing you need to know. The chayach of vested interest that a person has. Menia oisela having dvorim amukim letoin tainas mukhay sharay inyan ogay la'isek shelo. When this affects my pocket, when this is my money, when this is my business, I become very, very clever. I'm not prepared to lose money over this, as he becomes very, 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 first of all, he has the time to deal with it. Umaod maod chacham. Voisamidim call you diziske laasoik, the divrei Torah, come over Isaac. Therefore, if a person, Isaac, becomes his Yiddishkeit, he'll find solutions to most of the complex problems that we have. If raising the next generation understands his mission in this world, he'll find solutions. He'll find people who know, he'll find people to advise him. He'll go around, he'll find. I met a Yid once. He had the following problem. This is a Yid with his Yiddishkeit, his business. Everybody here in business has an accountant and a lawyer. Guys that are involved in big business need these guys on retainerships. Because you never know when you're going to need him. In the middle of the night, you're busy doing a deal in New York or whatever. This guy's sleeping. You need an eitzah fast. You're about to sign a deal. You need your lawyer and accountant on call. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? He came to me with a problem. He was a bulk trooper and he was becoming more and more frum, big businessman. And he said to me, I have a lawyer and I have an accountant, but I'm doing business that could involve all sorts of isuri halacha. I need a rov on call. I need to pay a rov, a retainer. So in the middle of the night, when I'm busy doing a deal or whatever, I need to be able to pick up the phone and phone the guy and say, what about ribis? What about Oinah? What about half of Shulchan Aruch? That's somebody who's Yiddishkeit his business. It's his Isaac. People make Aliyah. So who do they talk to? They talk to the tax consultant. They talk to the housing people. They talk to the Nefesh Ben Nefesh, the Fed. They talk to everybody, okay? And the last thing that they think about is what's going to be, where am I going to learn? Where am I going to find a chavrusa? What about my kids? I've sat with lots and lots of people. It's one of the things I fear when I go overseas to fundraise is talking to people about making Aliyah. I spend more time meeting people who want to make Aliyah and want my advice on how to make Aliyah, not that I'm the biggest mumcha on this. But when you sit and you talk to them, they've got everything sorted out except one thing. What are you going to do with your kids? Where are you going to send your kids? Do you understand the chinuch system in Eretz Yisrael? Do you understand the complexities, the difficulties? Do you understand the politics? Have you any sense of what you're talking about? Come here, put them in school, Mama. Yeah, how hard is it to find schools for, you know, you make Aliyah with a 13-year-old boy and a 14-year-old daughter, whatever, how hard can it be to find good schools for them? The guy spent thousands of dollars with his tax consultant, his accountant, his lawyer, the housing specialist. He's got it all worked out. And the most important thing, he just hasn't even thought about. This is the law. The law is the law. Not saying everybody, but a lot. It's shocking. I just come back from South Africa and the same thing. There was one couple that sat down and said, okay, this is our problem. What am I telling you? Everything sorted out. But what are we going to do with that? Let's go. Six kids. Where am I going to deal with it?
One couple. Same situation. My son is wants to make Aliyah and he's going to make choices for schools.
Correct, but at least he's thinking about that. A lot of people get here, they've never thought about it. It's not the ASIC, it's not their business. If it's your business, you find solutions. When his vested interests are to be matzliach in Torah and mitzvahs. He'll find answers to his questions. He'll get siyata nishmaya and how to deal with his kids. If you look after your Yiddishkeit like you're doing for treasure, looking after money, you'll understand Yiras Hashem and Das Elokim you'll find. Well, something to go home and think about. The subprim, no, it just requires a switch. When you go to the bank to cash a check, why are you there? That's all. Because I'm Isaac in Torah. I'll go to the bank because I'm going Makayim a mitzvah of supporting my family or paying a debt on time or paying my workers on time, whatever it is. I'm not in the bank because I'm a businessman. That's not why I go to the bank. I go to the bank because I'm a Jew. And a Jew has to cash a check because he has to pay salaries. He has to give his wife money for food. He's Isaac the mitzvah. Just requires a switch in your head, that's all. Most of the things we're doing, you're going to do anyway. Mitzvah, stickers, kavana. You're changing a diaper. Why are you changing a diaper? It's a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. The mitzvahs are said d'oraisa. How many people have kavana? You don't have kavana. You're not mitzvahs tikkus kavana. The most basic thing: taking out the garbage. Lots of things in our day-to-day existence are mitzvahs d'oraisa, and for us, they're a burden. Masaprim al Rebbe Mendel mi pavonitz, pavonitz, not ponovich, pavonitz. B'nai shel baal svas emes Hashem yokam dovim shelimed es talmidov tachas shilaton anatsim es hilchus kiddush Hashem ves alchus shel mitzvah zu. He what was in Yonah de Yoyme in the times of the Nazis? He's been makal Hashem shemayim kapshuta, giving up your life as kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Chanan's last year was also hilchus kiddush Hashem, and he was teaching his talmidim the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. He was preparing himself and his talmidim to daas kiddush Hashem. The way a Jew daas of kiddush Hashem, you have to know the halachas. Keshegi asha, Germanim machshmai havilo isam ela ena misrafot. When the Germans came, they took them to the gas chambers. Italber Reb Mendel and talmidim moed moed migoyel aschus shenofla bechel kam lemois of kiddush Hashem. They were more odd aroused, they were more odd spiritually aroused of the enormous schus that they had to daas kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov. V'hecholu ratzim, they were running, they were running to the gas chamber. Kaasu anatzim al kach, the Nazis got angry. What are you doing running to the gas chamber? Hey, tivchorelem sheyudim smeichim kol kach. They don't want the Jews being happy. Hem tzipel reisam edukaim. Well, what did the Nazis want? They wanted to see the Jews broken, depressed, feeling hopeless. They impelled to love sick roots. They commanded them to stop running. If you don't stop running, we'll kill you. What are you going to do? Ulam adav eloyel. Reb Mendel himshich es merutzoisoy. Reb Mendel was running. They couldn't stop him. Ma asa amafaked Nazi. So what did this animal do? Not all yelled to Diva Zrokoto Tachas Raglev Shalga Mendele. He took a Jewish baby and he threw him onto the floor and said, Rav Mendele, I'm not gonna trample on the child. So he stopped. Lo Yoichala Psual Yelid Yudi wasn't gonna trample on a Jewish child. Who not Loise Beshte Yodov, he stove el Talmidov Bakol Rach Martin Omole. He picked up the child and he turned around and he said to his Talmidim, Rabbi Sai. Echa shemesh yodat shi shemesh vizorechas bekane chom yugdosois. How does the sun know that he's the sun and he shines so brightly? How does he know how brightly he shines? Kishim avchine ba'anoshim bo'ilam she'enim yecholim nistakel alo. The sun notices that people can't look at him. Why can't people look at me? They look at the moon, they look at the stars, but no one can look at me. He realizes, you know why? Because I'm shining so bright, no one can look at me. And therefore they need special glasses, they want to look at me, they need all sorts of special stuff because I'm just very, very bright. As your daughter Shemesh Ma Rav Utsamoy, the Shemesh knows that Hoshuv he is. Remendel Hivsek Leregev Amshu. Rabbi Sai Maifana Yoidim Shiesh Lanu Tselem Elokim. V'nishmaseinu Hichelek Elokaim Imal. Where do we know that we are Tselem Elokim? And then our neshamas are a chelek of Elokim Imal. We have inside of us the infinite Dikei Vavkei. Mi'uv dezu shegarmanim lo yocholim listakel b'ponav shel hayeled hakatan hazeh. Because these great powerful Nazis can't even look at a Jewish child. They can't bear to look at a Jewish child. Al pizeh yoydim anu b'vadoi shemiponav kairin u'mi'i oir hashchina. From there we know that from our faces are shining the aura of the Shekhinah. Ziv yokreis mishtakev pa'eina v'toyreis. V'germanim ha'rishoyim lo yocholim lizboles kudushoisei. The Germans can't tolerate that beautiful shining kudusha of a little Jewish child. L'chein mochrochem ha'im l'tol yered rach shelo hara ra'af adam bo'eilam ha'rogoy. Why would you take a little baby that's not hurt anybody in the world, not that thing into anybody, and destroy it, kill him? Why? Because they don't want to look at it. Shelo yira is ponav hamalchios. They don't want to see the kingship, the beauty, the royalty. Shelo yibshu b'mare shemare es yitzivoysam b'derech haroshavet. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu sayim Rav Mendele es nu mochoytze v'lavoy so amshich b'dorke l'amavas b'simcha. And off he went to da askirish Hashem b'simcha. Kachaye b'dorahu. So it was in that generation. Hagoyim hitnochloi lanu kilo yoichle labit bepaneinu. The Goyim wanted to destroy us because they couldn't bear to have us around. Hitler Yimach Shmoy wrote it in his Mein Kampf himself. He wrote this mefurish. We have to get rid of the Jews because they represent conscience in the world, and we can't live in a world with this conscience. We're destroying our ability to be barbarians. Kach kostuf. Etzem mitziyosu sheyledim and achochaysam gormelem kas v'zazeya amok. The mere existence of a Jew caused them enormous pain and suffering, enormous, enormous irritation. It's a bit like the Bolsheviks irritate the FFBs. They can't bear to see Jews that are inspired about the Yiddishkeit still. Bekol Yehudi, Yishtakev Tzelem Elokim Vayemuna Tzmim Zorma Ba'orkov. Every Yid has this Tzelem Elokim and this essence of Imuna that shines out. Vakesha Ishi Atomim Vaposhetim Boiris Baruch HaYumayin Novoya Shehashkes Kol Kim Terosov Mitzvaysov. He had a flowing real relationship with Hashem, and it flowed out and it affected his whole Kiyum Torah mitzvahs. But Goyim lo yuchol lisbol et ha'atzilus she'alfa fo'isun. They couldn't stand it. Es ha'simcha pnis she'ishtokve mitnahagusoy ves ha'kudush yishol shal ma'isa yodov. L'chein ha'im rot fo'isoy sh'ara Esav soynel Yaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. When Yaakov's being Yaakov, Esav can't stand to see it. Kiyoyim Ledavaneinu ishtanet hatmuna. The world's changed. Hagoy yoichol gam yoichol laabit b'fonof shel Yehudi. V'kol kach lama. Hagoyim are quite happy to live with us today. Mipnei sheYehudi choses hamelchus haYehudit hamiyuchedes. Choses lo achius hapnimis. That inner light that used to shine out of the Jews, we don't have it anymore. Doinim anu kiyoyim lemoshlo shel hamagid. We today are like the marshal of the Magid Shabo Yishtamesh Gam Hamaram Shapiro Milublin Zatzal. Maybe we'll deal with this tomorrow. This marshal needs to be understood in depth. Let's assume we'll do this tomorrow. Okay, no, this we have to understand properly. Maybe the commercial.
I don't think he wrote it in Mein Kampf. It's brought by one of his collaborators that wrote a book on it. It's called Inside the Third Reich. I have to remember what his name is.
I'll quote it in the Mein Kampf. I haven't seen it, so I'll take your word for it.